This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The plane carrying Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny landed Sunday in Moscow, where he faces the threat of arrest. But the flight landed at a different airport than had been scheduled and where journalists and supporters were waiting for him. Navalny was returning from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from poisoning by a nerve agent, which he blames on the Kremlin. He is one of President Vladimir Putin's most prominent foes. Russia's prison service last week issued a warrant for Navalny's arrest, saying he had violated the terms of a suspended sentence he received on a 2014 conviction for embezzlement. The prison service has asked a Moscow court to turn Navalny's 3.5-year suspended sentence into a real one. After boarding the Moscow flight in Berlin on Sunday, Navalny said of the prospect of arrest, quote, "It's impossible. I'm an innocent man." Billionaire Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit aims to reach space for the first time on Sunday by launching a rocket from mid-air. This latest attempt is key after the rocket's first test launch was aborted last year. If conditions on Sunday hold, the company's 70-foot Launcher One rocket will be dropped from the wing of a modified Boeing 747 at 40,000 feet in the air. The rocket will then ignite its engine to pierce Earth's atmosphere and attempt to deliver 10 small satellites to orbit for NASA. The window for the launch test from Southern California's Mojave Desert begins on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also in the United States, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will resign her Senate seat on Monday, two days before she and President-elect Joe Biden are inaugurated. The person who will take that place is Democrat Alex Padilla. He is now California.